Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Friday, May 26th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Melly. Happy Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Same to you. I think we're the only ones working.
It could be. I'm taking Monday night off. I really am. I'm taking Monday night off. I'm going to give Todd, the producer, a little bit of a break, and I'm going to take some time off. And
Giving Todd, the producer, a little bit of a break.
I am. Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
Don't you think you should, too?
I think I did it before you did. But you're going to take all the credit, aren't you?
Well, what can I say?
Yeah, typical guy.
But we're thinking about going on a picnic. We'd hardly ever get that done. But Monday, if the weather's decent, we're going to pack up just something and some simple stuff, throw in a basket and go for a ride and go on a picnic and then up for a long time.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. Just take a side road. Don't even know where we're going. Just take off and go to one stop and eat a bite and go from there. It is fun.
It is fun. Yep, I haven't done that in ages. There really isn't a whole lot to do that. I mean, I used to do that all the time when I lived up, you know, when I lived in the mountains and so forth. There was always roads to go and places to explore. But when you're down here at the beach, there really isn't a whole lot to do other than
go to the beach.
You don't have those side roads that you can, you
right,
know, go and
right,
travel and so forth. So I do miss that tremendously. Well, I love my mountains.
I grew up doing that as a little boy. Me and mom and dad would rather take a ride and just mm-hmm. go ride through the country. And Marcia, mm-hmm. I do it sometimes. When we was growing up with my three sons, we'd do the same thing. We'd throw a basket in. We'd go maybe along what's called Cherry River and let them play in the river a while. We'd sit on the shore, you know, and eat a sandwich, whatever. We did that as much as we could. We hadn't done it for a long time, but so we're going to take a trip this week and pick a road in and down for a long time and just take off. And I'm looking forward to it. If the weather allows it, I want to just go and just take a drive and nothing on mine to do, not in a hurry for any reason, just take her whole day. I like that.
Sounds like fun. Very
well,
relaxing.
Come on down and join us.
Okay. All righty.
I'll show you some pretty country.
Oh, West Virginia is very pretty. It really is. It is a beautiful state. It truly is.
If you like hills and mountains and trees, and you love West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if you like shiny stuff, yellow shiny stuff, you like gold. Gold today was up $5.40 at $1,947. Still a deal. Silver was up 55 cents at $23.39. Platinum was up a buck at $1,032. Palladium was up three at $1,046. And USDX just turned around. It was up 0.01 at $104.22. Crude oil was up 94 cents at 72 77. And I think one of my last words yesterday's program, talking about Memorial Day, all the markets will be positive today. That's just what they do. Prior to holidays, you'll never have a bad market day heading into a three-day weekend. The market could fall apart Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but come Friday, it's going to be strong. And the Dow was up 328 points, 33,000. S&P was up 54. The NASDAQ was up 277, a little over 2%. The Dow was up over 1%. Asia, they must be having Memorial Day, too, because they're all up into the green territories, as is Europe. Everybody's green. Everybody's positive. There's no worries to be had around the world about the money that you hold or hope to have in your hands in the near future. So no worries. And, they say the European markets close higher with U.S. debt ceiling talks in the final stages. Like, you know, we should be able to, Butch, we should get paid for being able to know the future.
That's pretty true.
Oh, geez, Luigi. Well, with everything green today, you did have the 10-year yield that was in red territory. That was down just a little bit, but it's still at 3.81. Let's see. Oh, and natural gas was another downer today. 2.198 down 4.75%. So, you know, there's a lot going on. I don't know if you've had these to report on a day. JP Morgan Chase, they're cutting about 500 jobs this week. There's a couple of other places that were looking to cut jobs coming up. You had the JP Morgan cuts. Master Lock is set to close Milwaukee plant.
Wow.
Did you have that one?
I didn't have that one. That's a biggie.
Yeah. Hundreds of jobs. Although, I don't even know why they're reporting on this. The union representing the employees at the Milwaukee Master Lock facility said it is disgusted by closure plans impacting 330 jobs. It's on the north side, Milwaukee. In the coming years, and years is with plural, so I'm not quite sure. They have hundreds of jobs being outsourced. It's closing in the spring of 2024. Amid a transition to other manufacturing options. Let's see what those options are, if we can find that. Yeah, they're not saying, but I'll give you a couple of guesses. It's probably not China. Could be Mexico. Could be Vietnam or the Philippines. But that's what it means by outsourcing. It's going someplace else. So, and I'm sure in Milwaukee, those 330 jobs means a lot.
Oh, yes. Yes. And how long have they been in business?
Long time.
A long time. You know, those are just things you took for granted will always be there.
Yeah.
Just like GM. Remember when GM kind of, the economy went by what GM did. Do you remember those days?
I do.
And now look what's happened to GM. I mean, there's nothing really, nothing in this country really solidified any longer. It's all one day at a time. Whatever comes next, they have no idea.
Wow.
That's sad for America.
It is. But America's changing and
America's crumbling. That's the problem in every way possible, including financially. We can say what we want to about it, and America's crumbling. I had to stop by the store today and get a little bit of groceries. Got to talk to the young lady there, and that those small ball-sized watermelons, you know what I'm talking about? They're about this, not even as big as a little bigger than a softball. You know what I'm talking about? The small ones, maybe 8, 10, maybe 12 inches around. Things are $4.49. And I said, I can remember when I could buy a big one for 99 cents. She said, wow. I had a chance, we had a little bit of time.
You're old.
I'm old. Had a chance to explain to her how the dollar used to be called a silver certificate. Showed her on the dollar bill what it's called now, you know, a note. And I explained to her how that worked. And she was actually interested. She said, I had no idea. And that's the problem, Melody. They have no idea. The generation wasn't there to see that, have no idea. And nobody's going to tell them either. You follow me?
No, so, I'm too busy teaching them the, their ways.
Exactly. So, but this was, you know, a chance to at least talk to my buddy and share some information with him. And she actually thanked me for doing that. And I said, there's no charge on this lesson. So, anyway, but I was just tickled that she was actually interested enough to listen, and she was. And I just made my day to do that with that young lady. So,
was she the checkout person?
She's a checkout person, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
Plus, she doesn't have to wait on anybody if she's listening to you, so that's probably...
That's true. Maybe that's why she did.
Maybe. I don't know. I always have to look at the other side of things. But it's really... But I think, you know, you're absolutely correct. People don't know about these things. It is fascinating if people only learn, but there's such a few people know anything about money because... You know, hey, as long as you go to the store and it's acceptable, and it's not acceptable, but accepted, it's, it's.
Yeah. Well, and, how would you know? How would you know unless you knew the past? How would you know? That's been a greenback. That's a greenback when I was growing up. It's still a greenback. It's not worth anything now, though. That's the difference.
Yeah. You know, I saw this article today about Henry Kissinger. And, you know, the headline is Kissinger at 100. It's hard to believe he's 100. Kissinger basks in U.S. praise with no accountability. And, you know, I'm always talking about accountability. And no one, we praise him. The U.S. praises him. But he has done so much damage.
Oh, yes.
Throughout our country and the world, it makes me laugh when I hear everybody talking about Soros. Soros doesn't hold a gun to this, or I shouldn't say a gun, but this Soros doesn't hold a candle to Kissinger, to the destruction of, or the impact that they have had. And it just... And when you read about some of the things that, you know, he has done and, you know, some see him as an unindicted war criminal for his role in expanding the Vietnam War to Cambodia and Laos, supporting coups in Chile and Argentina, greenlighting Indonesia's bloody invasion of East Timor in 75. Turning a blind eye to Pakistan's mass atrocities during Bangladesh's 1971 War of Independence. I mean, and you know, even at his age, who was the first one that went to see President Trump?
Mm.
It was Kissinger.
Yes, that's very true.
So if people really want to know who rules things and it's Kissinger. He's up there. You know, Soros has the money. He backs these various programs and so forth. But when you look to Kissinger, you know, he's, I think he was, he always gets remembered for making peace. But all the ways that he's contributed to the escalations of war. Anyway, it just, you know, I saw that headline and it just kind of got to me. It's like, yeah, you want to know who really they are? You know, we always talk about they, them. He's one of them. He's one of the theys.
Look how many years he went back with all the administrations he worked with.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're talking about decades. We're not talking about just 4 or 5 or 8 years. We're talking about decades. It's amazing.
When was Trump, You know, he was what? If he's 100 now, he was 90 when he was in there talking to Trump.
Yes, yes, that's true.
Trump, Kissinger was in there, what, Trump's first week?
Yep, and I'm convinced that he'd give Trump some marching orders, too.
Absolutely.
I believe it's one of the reasons why Trump didn't do a lot of things he said he wanted to do. I think he was warned, maybe, that you don't want to go down some of these roads.
Absolutely. And, you know, I heard a lot of discussions today on, you know, these people that are interviewed about whether it's going to be Trump or DeSantis. And those who still support President Trump think that he's done so much. He didn't clean out any of the swamp.
No, he didn't. He made it bigger. We'll cover it in a minute. He spent $8 trillion in 4 years.
Yeah.
Above normal. I mean, I would say so. You know, he did nothing except divide the country. That's all they did.
And I like hearing what he has to say. I like his cheerleading to the American people.
Right.
But that's all it is.
That's all it is. It's just blowing smoke.
And I'm not saying DeSantis is going to be any better. He truly bucked them during COVID.
Yes, he did. And Trump caved in. Trump is the one who they call himself the daddy of the vaccine, so to speak. He also the one that started red flag laws. They just passed, I think, in Minnesota or Michigan, red flag laws passed up there. So Trump started all that. So let's get over that. Let's move on from him. I'm not saying DeSantis seemed better either. I don't trust any politician very well. I do like what I've seen of DeSantis, what he's done in the last few years in his state. I like that. But on a national level, I think he may find it may be a little bit more difficult. But I do like what he's done in Florida in a lot of different ways. So time will tell. As we move closer into election, I would make more of a decision as you get closer to it and watch what's going on, who says what and who does what. But I'm not going to say he's any better at all right now.
And Tim Scott?
Yeah.
I do believe he's a true Christian.
I do too. I do too.
So do we buck those that, you know, DeSantis, who has a record in Florida, or President Trump? To go for, which I know a lot of people do believe President Trump is a true Christian. I'm not judging anybody. I don't know. But I do believe that Tim Scott is.
Well, I know Trump is a leftist in a lot of areas. He proved that. One of them being the vaccination. And one of them being his spending ways in office. Another one on gun control. He's a lefty. I don't care what else he says. On those three items alone, he hurt this country big time. And the COVID vaccine nonsense that shut down the world is still hurting people everywhere, not just physically because they took the jab. But look what's done to the world's economy. We haven't even come close to recovering yet. We're not going to recover from that. Nope. I mean, there are things in the store, I mean, the grocery store you used to buy before this happened, you can't find now. They never have it. So don't tell me this done. No, let's not even go there. And Trump championed that cause. He did.
Yep.
So, but I do want to say this while you're with me today. I want to share this. This is one layoff I'm glad to hear, Melody. Tickled me pink. Planned Parenthood to lay off 10 to 20% of national workforce. Oh, boo-hoo. Union officials representing Planned Parenthood employees are expecting the organization to lay off 10 to 20% of the national workforce, which is at least 80 people, NPR reported Tuesday. Planned Parenthood officials said the layoffs are part of an effort to restructure the organization's national office and to shift focus on assisting local affiliates, according to the report. The move comes nearly a year after the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade and returned the issue of abortion to individual states. So that to me is a great thing. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't know exactly what kind of impact it's going to have, except those few people are going to lose their jobs. Whenever I see a wicked organization that will take a hit, I'm tickled pink. Doesn't bother me at all. I'm just glad to hear it. I truly am. So I just thought I'd share that before you run off with me.
Ditto.
Take time off.
Ditto.
Amen.
Amen. That you know, it is good news.
It is good news.
Finally.
It is good news.
We get a little something back. We get a little something. Yeah.
And then the next article you is going to read on the air, we're going to talk about this. Silver is going to rise, from this article, to at least $30 an ounce within the next 4 to 6 months. So we'll see. But anyway, go ahead.
Woohoo. Woohoo. I hear the music already, Butch. I can't believe how fast that first segment went by. But
yes,
we talk too much.
Yeah, we do.
But we'll be here Butch will be here for the next two segments. So stay with us or stay with Butch. We'll be right back. He will be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie. And
all righty, folks, we're back. And again, Melody snuck out. She's gonna take a few days off, and I don't blame her. So am I. Looking forward to it. And I hope you all have a great Memorial Day weekend also. I really do. I hope you take time. Maybe go visit family. That's what I have planned for tomorrow. I got some of mom's brothers are getting older, and we're going to visit them. They're not doing so well. I want to spend time with them if I can. I don't get much time to do that, but I'm looking forward to going by and say hi to them. And a few other people are neighbors, and my sister-in-law's mother-in-law, we're going to visit her. Had to put her in a nursing home here a couple weeks ago, so got a weekend plan. I hope to share maybe some of God's love to people. I hope you'll do the same thing. But anyway, this is Financial Survival, of course. Melody's number is 800-375-4188. And you may want to pay attention to starting this next article, because this is going to happen. I'm sure it is. Citigroup projects silver could rise to $30 an ounce in the next 6 months to a year. And I think it's really way out there. It's going to happen before then. But anyway, with silver currently in the $23.50 range, this represents a possible 27.66% return. Folks, where would you invest any money that you get almost a 30% return in 6 months? Think about it. We think recent price weakness offers a strong dip buying opportunity in reiterating our call for $30 silver over the next 6-12 months as U.S. growth rolls over, even if emerging markets growth stagnates. Silver is currently in a dip. The white metal is down almost 7% this month after cumulative gains of 20% over the past 2 months. Silver was above $26 at one point, but the dip appears to be temporary. Now, pay attention, folks. Over the last 2 months, silver went up 20%. It's dipped 7%, which means it's still 13% higher than it was 2 months ago. And it's going to go higher than that. Citigroup and analysts aren't buying the Federal Reserve hawkish posturing. They think interest rates will fall in the near future as the recession takes hold. We expect silver would rally in anticipation of all the fall of the U.S. interest rates and real yields that will unlikely accompany an anticipated rollover in the U.S. growth. This should weigh on the dollar, with city economists expecting U.S. rates and dollar to weaken further. No doubt. And no doubt that's true. That's going to happen. I really do. Inflation unexpectedly surges higher, putting pressure on Fed to keep hiking. Folks, if they keep hiking, the economy is going to keep suffering. But let's go to this article. Let me go to this article. A gauge of consumer prices closely watched by the Federal Reserve showed inflation accelerating in April. The personal consumption expenditure, PCE, price index rose 0.4% in April, up from the 0.1% in a month earlier. Economists had forecast a minor increase of 0.3%. Compared with April of last year, the PEC price index is up 4.4%, a faster annual pace of inflation than the 4.2% recorded in March. Core PCE prices, a gauge that excludes the volatile categories of food and energy, and I don't know why they don't, folks, the two most important things we have is food and energy. They don't count those inflation rate. You can figure that out. But the core PCE prices, a gauge that excludes the volatile categories of food and energy, are also rose by 0.4%. Many economists look to core prices as a guide to underlying inflationary pressures. In March, core PCE prices were up 0.3%. So inflation is not slowing down all that much, which means they're going to hike interest rates again, which means it's going to cost you more to buy a car, pay for a home, buy anything you do, especially if you borrow money with it. This is just what's coming down. This time, I don't think you're going to be able to slow the inflation down that much. If they lower the inflation, they'll loosen up the money supply some maybe. But it's going to cripple a lot more than that and cause inflation to skyrocket. So either way, we're kind of dang if doing, dang if you don't. You know what I'm saying? Different article, different topic, but I think it's worthwhile covering. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes is sentenced to 18 years in prison for January 6th Capitol attack. Now, I don't know if you know who he is. He's been Stuart Rhodes on my radio show over the years a few times. And this man wasn't even in the Capitol. They were not armed. They had no reason to call them a seditionist, but they did. This man was railroaded, as he said he was, along with some of his other fellow members of the Oath Keepers group. They were totally railroaded. There's no point in trying to deny that. I know what the news said. I watched the news last night. It made me angry. They lied. They flat out lied. So we see a man that's a political prisoner. And there's only one of them. A bunch of them are still in jail because of January 6th, which Trump called on to do, by the way, and then ignored him and left him to hang out to dry, so to speak. He could have pardoned him, but he didn't. So again, another huge black mark against Trump in my mind. But nonetheless, they charged him with a law that hasn't been used since the Civil War, basically. And it's absolutely insane. He's a political prisoner, and his guilt was pretty much chosen before he's ever went to trial. We know this. They're trying to send a message to scare people back into the box, and that pretty well works. We know that works. People are not known for bravery in this country today anyway. We're far too soft. We're far too complacent. Things that we have put up with in the last 30, 40 years, my grandparents wouldn't have tolerated. But they tolerated their own share of government handouts called Social Security back in those days. But that's just where we are today, folks. That's where we are. We're in a nation full of soft, apathetic, and overall cowardly populace. Like your lumpet, I can't help it. I'm telling the truth. You know I am. If we hadn't been, we wouldn't be in this mess. Now back to the DeSantis and Trump saga. DeSantis slams Trump for adding almost $8 trillion in debt in just 4 years. MSNBC anchor Chris Jansing played a clip of 2024 GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis hitting back at Donald Trump during a New Hampshire radio interview on Thursday, a day after officially announcing his run for president. I want to play just a little bit more of what DeSantis had to say Just this morning, Jansen began. You play the clip of DeSantis with Jack Heath. There had Jack Heath. Honestly, some of his attacks against me. This is DeSantis speaking. He's moving to the left, attacking me, for example, for opposing immigration amnesty that he supported when he was president for illegal aliens. And I did oppose that because I don't support amnesty, DeSantis told the radio host. He also attacked me for voting against one of the bloated omnibus spending bills that he supported as president. And I agree, I don't think you should do those bloated bills. We are $31 trillion in debt, and he added almost $8 trillion in debt in just 4 years as president, the Florida governor said of his main GOP primary rival. And he told the truth. Trump is not a true conservative, if you want to say that. And I doubt that he's anywhere near a Christian. I'm not saying DeSantis is. I don't know him that well. But we'll find out. I just know that Trump was a windbag, basically a liar. And I'm sure he was warned off. I'm sure that when Kishore went to see him in the first week in office, he warned him, you won't do this. But that be as it may, he kept very little of his word to the American people. Very little of it. I don't like, believe me, I know I'm not pro-Biden at all. I don't like Biden at all. But I refuse to support someone that I know has pretty much just blown smoke in the public's ears for many years and was elected because people put their faith in him. And he did little to do anything to change anything. And that's just the way I feel about it. That's what I have to say about it. John Kerry declares war on U.S. farmers. Now, this is a real happening, folks. Government farm confiscations, let me repeat that. Government farm confiscations not off the table. Wow. Small farms are significant emitters of nitrogen, according to Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, who's pushing for the U.S. federal government to crack down on farming in America to combat global warming. Wow, folks, how blatant is that? How blatant is that? Kerry insists that the United States must massively reduce farming to meet the radical green agenda goals laid out by the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. He wants to massively reduce farming. I wonder if this idiot knows where food comes from, or does he? I'm sure he does. He wants to cripple us even more. He wants to control the food, and whoever controls the food, according to Kissinger, is I think so, who said it, that controls the people. What, boy, folks, this is who we have in office, and American people go passively about their way, waiting for Memorial Day weekend like I do to go on a picnic. According to the former Secretary of State, the world can't tackle climate change without first addressing the agriculture sector's emissions, and farmers in the U.S. are front and center of his plans. A lot of people have no clue that agriculture contributes about 33% of all emissions of the world, he said during his keynote address. I wonder if you realize that they also produce 7% of the food. Ugh. We can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless the agriculture is front and center as part of the solution. So all of us understand here the depths of this emission. In the recent months, leaders of Western countries have specifically intensified their act criticisms of the farming sector. In the Netherlands, regarded as a testing ground for the World Economic Forum's anti-farming agenda, the Dutch government has been implementing initiatives to seize farmland. Seize farmland. The Dutch government's proposal to confiscate and close down numerous farms to comply with the objectives outlined in the global climate agenda has received support from the European Union. The unelected European Commission in Brussels has endorsed a plan by the Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte, who is a contributing member of the World Economic Forum. Recently, the governing body of the European Union officially endorsed measures to compel farmers to vacate their farms as part of the EU's Natura 2000 scheme, which categorizes farms as significant emitters of nitrogen. Under the plan, farmers will be offered 120% of their farm value through a buyout program. However, those who decline this offer would face the risk of being forcibly removed from their land without any financial compensation. If this plan proves to be successful, it is likely to be replicated in other countries due to its alignment with the WEF's global environmental agenda. Can anyone see a plan here? Or am I just a conspiracy theorist that doesn't have any idea what I'm talking about? Does anyone see a plan here, folks? while the world and the nation basically goes on oblivious to anything that's happening. Oh, they watch some news. They hear it on news. They know Stuart Rhodes is a bad dude. They had to lock him up, and he's going to destroy the country. Destroy the country? Our government does not need any help destroying the country. We've been destroyed every day, piece by piece, bit by bit. And sometimes, or not just sometimes, now the pace is picking up. They're not just taking off little bits at a time. They're taking down chunks at a time. And yet we all go about our business, waiting for the holidays to come so we can have another beer and watch a ball game. That's America today. It's Christian today. Oh, we go to church all the time. That don't make any difference. That doesn't change a thing, my friends. If you're not doing what you're told to do to the will of God and trying to help your fellow man standing for the truth against evil, whether evil be a thief in the night coming into your home or a federal official trying to take your farm, either one, same thing. If you don't stop it, we're to blame. And there you go. 600,000 Americans per year are dying from COVID shots, says top insurance analyst. Top insurance analyst says 600,000 Americans a year are dying from the COVID jab. Former Bernstein senior analyst Josh Sterling draws a shocking conclusion from UK government health data. Those vaccinated against COVID-19 have a 26% higher mortality rate on average compared to those who declined the jab. And the death toll is even more staggering for vaccinated people under 50 years old, where mortality is 49% higher than those unvaccinated. Let me repeat that last part. And the death toll is even more staggering for vaccinated people under 50 years old, folks. Mortality is 49% higher than for those unvaccinated. The shocking numbers are based on government data from the United Kingdom and were brought to Senator Ron Johnson's office attention by Josh Sterling, one of the nation's top insurance analysts and formerly senior research analyst for U.S. non-life insurance and Sanford and Bernstein and Company. Worst of all, the people who only took one dose of the vaccine have an approximately 145% worse mortality rate. Repeat that. The people who only took one dose of the vaccine have an approximately 145% worse mortality rate. Sterling said and explained that this even higher death rate applies to those who took the first shot and then had adverse reactions, making them stop the planned vaccination schedule. Let that sink in. Do you remember if you were one of us who didn't take the jab? Do you remember you were called a conspiracy theorist? You were said that you were guilty of murder because you didn't take the jab. Some place advocated to arrest you and force it on you. Do you remember those things? You remember that? I refused to wear a mask. I wouldn't go to the doctor's office if I had to wear a mask. And by the way, I went to the doctor's office anyway. They let me in. They did. Went to the dentist's office. They let me in. I would not, and I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a face diaper to please some jerk in the White House or some so-called health official who is a little weasel, and you know who Fauci is. And Fauci said in the beginning, a mask wouldn't do any good, but he changed his mind, didn't he? But we were the conspiracy guys. We're the guys caused all the problems because we wouldn't conform. If you're one of those guys that didn't conform, one of those people, God bless you. God bless you. Proud to know you. And I mean that. Proud to know you. Different topic. Beef company CEO. I'll shut down the company before we ship a single bag with mRNA injected meat. God bless this gentleman. Quickly but quietly, Big Pharma and various state governments are working to inject their beef and dairy cattle with mRNA vaccines. The practice has been happening with pork since 2018. Beef is on the next agenda. Folks, pork is not good for you to start with. Because pork is so much like human, the human makeups are close to being like a pig. And what they get, we catch. So you're eating pork now out of the store, you're eating mRNA. You do what you want to with it. That's your call. Jason Nelson, CEO of Whole Cows, has been watching developments closely. His Texas company, which specializes in self-stable freeze-dried meat for long-term storage, has vowed to never allow one gene therapy cattle to enter the food supply through their products. Plus, Gateway Pundit benefits when you purchase. Anyway, I'll shut down the company before we ship a single bag of mRNA injected meat, he said. That's why we're growing as quickly as possible as we can to achieve the buying power to produce large amounts. We're relatively small now, but we want to have a surplus of tens of thousands of bags of beef by 2024. God bless his heart. Wonderful. I got to get a hold of this guy I'm thinking for, Jason Nelson. Back at the break, folks. A lot more news. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, we're back for the final segment. This is going to give us Friday, the 26th day of May. Wrap it up. Now, Monday, of course, we won't be here live. I'll be neither here nor my broadcast at Monday night at 8 o'clock. We're going to take Monday off, if you all don't mind. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. To have a couple days where I don't have to rush around and find news and do things, yet everything's set up for a broadcast. Some of y'all may know this, but you don't do an hour's worth of broadcasting and set it up in 5 minutes. It takes several hours to prepare for an hour worth of programming. It does. Anyway, different topic. Interesting, though, I think. Very interesting. Booming eruptions, ice everywhere. What life is like under Mexico's most dangerous volcano. Each spring, residents of this village tucked at the base of one of the world's most dangerous volcanoes trek up to a cave near its crater to make a peace offering. Anyway, the gifts of fruit, flowers, and turkey cooked in a sweet mole, M-O-L-E, are meant to placate Popocatépetl, the nearly 18,000-foot-high volcano viewed by many here, not just as a geological wonder, but also as a mythological being whose whims have long shaped the lives of those in the shadows. That's paganism, but anyway, that's what they believe. These days, the consensus among the villagers is clear. It's not happy. For months now, the volcano has been spewing molten rock and shooting massive columns of ash into the sky. The eruptions have grown bigger and more frequent in recent weeks, rattling homes with wheezing exhalations of their residents compared to steam escaping from a pressure cooker. Bone-gray ice blankets everything, cars, crops, and even the dogs that beg scraps in the streets. The sheer quality of ice, a mixture of rock, mineral, and glass particles from the deep inside the metal volcano, I just know that can't be good for your breathe, huh? That prompted officials to ground thousands of flights at airports in nearby Mexico City and Puebla, and is to suspend school in nearly two dozen municipalities. On Sunday, officials raised a volcano threat level to yellow phase 3, which calls for those who live the nearest to the volcano, including the 2,000 residents of Santiago Excelsior, to prepare for possible evacuation. So they go ahead and try to placate the volcano, because it's a god in itself, with fruit and flowers and turkey. Okay. I don't think it's going to work, folks, but that's something that you have to be concerned about, especially living in that area. I think that's a huge concern for a lot of people. And this kind of ties in with the article we did on farming. It's not, this article is not complete. Like, I wouldn't have time to put it on the air, but it's on our website, PastorButch.com. You'll be up there sometime over the next couple of days, PastorButch.com. Yeah, look under health news. You'll find it on there. Lab-growing meat is 25 times worse for the environment. Yeah, that means all that we won't need to buy lab-grown meat. We need to make artificial bioartificial protein. It's 25 times worse for the environment. Lab-grown or cultured meat is being promoted as a wave of the future, the green, sustainable way to eat. No animal suffering, no greenhouse gas emissions, just meat-like protein that would taste like the burgers and steaks you're used to. Too bad it's all a lie. Beneath the greenwashed facade, the promise of lab-grown meat fall flat. Lab-grown meats are not about your health or environment. They're a tool to phase out farmers and ranchers and replace them with an ultra-processed product called controlled by patents. Let that sink in. I just told you going to get rid of farmers. Phase out farmers, replace with ultra-processed product controlled by patents, which means there's more money in that than there is in natural. Importantly, even cultured meats aren't toxic per se. They're ultra-processed products and therefore likely cause health problems so similar to those caused by other ultra-processed foods, such as obesity, cardiovascular diseases, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, cancer, mental health problems, and increased all-cause mortality. On top of that, they're more harmful for the environment than the conventional ranching. Since synthetic biology relies on genetically engineered monoculture, it creates the very things they claim to counteract, namely environmental degradation that promotes climate change. Alice Lewis, Vice President of Government Affairs for Natural Grocers, reviews what goes into the making of synthetic biology. Synthetic biology goes by many names, including gene-edited fermentation and precision fermentation products. Well, that sounds fairly innocuous. Synthetic biology manufacturers rarely ever discuss that what goes into the feed they use to grow the target organism, or what happens to the waste at the end of the fermentation process. That's understandable, as both raise a number of serious questions. As explained by Lewis, the starting ingredients is fermented to synthetic biology products are cheap sugars derived from genetically engineered corn and soy. All GE crops are grown in environmentally destructive monocultures with taxpayer subsidies and use loads of herbicides such as glyphosate, pesticides like neocannabinoids, and synthetic fertilizers. As a result, they're loaded with chemical residues. In addition to a base of sugars, hundreds of other ingredients may be added to the ferment in order to produce the desired end product, which at a certain with such a certain protein, color, flavor, or scent. I'll make a comment here. Maybe most of y'all probably don't know this, and I'm not a maker, but I know this for sure. You can't make moonshine without sugar. A lot of people who drink moonshine are diabetics because there's a lot of sugar to cause fermentation in the moonshine. And that's true. As explained by Lewis, the most often used microorganism in the fermentation process is E. coli. Let that sink in. E. coli. The E. coli is gene-edited to produce the desired compound through its digestive process. The microorganism must also be antibiotic-resistant since it needs to survive the antibiotics used but to kill off other undesirable organisms in the vat. As a result, antibiotic-resistant organisms also become integrated into the final product. The types of foodborne illness that might be caused by gene-edited antibiotic-resistance E. coli and its metabolics are anyone's guess. Nobody knows what such illnesses might look like. Aside from the desired target metabolite, these gene-edited organisms may also be spitting out any number of non-target metabolites, such as unknown environmental consequences and health effect. As explained by the Lewis, the various feed ingredients are placed in the fermentation bioreactor set at 87 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit for anywhere from 24 to hundreds of hours to grow the target microorganism. The target organisms in the ferment consume the nutrition they need, and what's left over after those organisms are extracted is hazardous biowaste. While traditional fermentation processes such as the making of beer produce waste products that are edible by animals, compostable and pose no biohazard, the biowaste from these synthetic biological ferments must first be deactivated and then must be securely disposed of. It cannot go into a landfill. Making food that produces hazardous biowaste is hardly a sustainable model. Lab-grown meats are also an environmental disaster in the making. Their impact is far more akin to that of the pharmaceutical industry than the food industry. According to a recent cradle-to-gate life cycle analyst, the lab-grown meat industry actually produces anywhere from 4 to 25 times more CO2 than traditional animal husbandry. So you see, folks, they are not concerned about the environment. They couldn't care less about the environment. It's all about money and control. You don't have to like it just the way it is. They don't expect you to have to like it. They expect you to follow orders. Just fall in line and keep your mouth shut. Right? That's all they want. That's all they need. And so just to follow blindly. Don't worry about it. Just obey just do what you're told to do. Trust science. You know, just don't worry about anything at all. Take your jabs. Eat your synthetic meat. And live sick and putrid and run down. But don't worry about it. It's all science. You're going to be okay. Oh, folks, how long before we realize that we have been duped and duped and duped over and over and over again in every area of our life? How long before we realize that we have been conned, suckered, lied to, deceived for so long that we almost become used to it, almost in a way immune to it? But maybe it's time we start getting our eyes open, isn't it? Don't you think it is? I'm going to end up with a good news story here. I don't want to rush through this, so I'm going to give myself a couple minutes extra today. Now, folks, as you see what's happening in the country, please take time to tell somebody you care for them. I sincerely mean that. Go visit family. Go do something over the weekend. Don't just sit there. Don't just sit around and drink a beer and eat a barbecue. Go visit somebody. Do that. Take time and say hi to somebody. Let them know that you're actually there and you care. Out of nowhere, a voice said, "I got you." Guardian angel aged teen in car crash with 18-wheeler. In a heart-stopping incident that unfolded on a busy highway, a guardian angel seemingly appeared out of nowhere to protect a teenage driver involved in a catastrophic car crash with an 18-wheeler. Just hours before his high school graduation ceremony, Harvey Shelton was involved in an accident near the Military Drive exit in North Little Rock, Arkansas. "I was driving on my way home, coming from a family that visited me to come congratulate me on graduating," said Harvey. "I was driving behind this white Jeep. They had swerved out of the lane at the last moment. I saw a semi-truck with caution lights on. I tried to get out of the way and couldn't get out of the way in time." Pinned underneath the semi-truck, the front of his car and parts of the driver's side had been crushed but he was able to stay calm thanks to who he calls his guardian angel. He said he was scared, couldn't breathe, holding his hands out the window, asking for help, said Harvey's stepmom, Monty Shelton. And out of the nowhere, a voice said, "I got you, and we'll wait with you till help arrives." And you held his hand, keeping him calm. He grabbed my hand and said, "I'm here. I'm going to stay here until the fire department gets here." He just kept saying, "I'm here. I'm praying for you. They will be here soon," Harvey added. First responders rushed Harvey to the hospital, where he received 40 stitches for a large gash in his leg. During this time, Mosey was on the mission to find Harvey's angel. Darryl was a white man. And by the way, the young man and his mother, of course, are black. Mid-late 40s to early 50s, with reddish hair, wearing a blue company shirt, named outlined in red, she wrote in a Facebook post, "Our son Harvey and we would like to thank you for your unconditional compassion. You don't have to stop. You don't have to wait. You don't have to do it to hold his hand so he wouldn't be alone, but you did. And for that, we will be forever grateful. Y'all, our baby was alone and afraid, and someone took the time to be there when we couldn't. The family was able to find Darryl, and he was in attendance at Harvey's graduation ceremony. Momo High School recreated the graduation ceremony for him, and his friend was by his side in the hospital." Isn't that a beautiful story? You never know, folks, when you're going to be called upon to do something that will make you stand apart from others. If God gives you the opportunity, you take it to God's glory, and you do what's right to help somebody. Take time, folks, to make a difference in somebody's life. That's why we're here. Take time to share your love, your concern, maybe some knowledge and some wisdom. Take time to say a prayer with somebody. Just take time to give them a hug. I know this sounds corny. Listen, I'm a 74-year-old hillbilly. I know this sounds corny, but I know it works. I know it works. And you'd be surprised the love that will be given back to you and tenfold. And what it does to your soul, what it does to your mind, the peace it gives you that you shared. Folks, Melanie Dudge's program had been for years, and I join her now three times a week in the Moan broadcast for over 30 years. I'm never taking a paycheck out of my ministry. Never have. It all goes back into running ministry. Not one paycheck ever. I'm not bragging. I work the job. That's all I want to share with people. Yeah, I preach some hard messages, and I tell it like it is. I don't compromise. But I do it because I care. If I didn't, I wouldn't be there. And Melody cares also. Call her at 800-375-4188. At least call and ask some questions. Invest in silver now. I just told you can get close to 30% return in the next 6 months. Do it while you can. I'm going to try to buy some silver rounds myself here in the next couple weeks. I want to buy some silver rounds. I truly do. No, I prefer the Eagles. The rounds are a little bit cheaper and still an ounce of silver. And it's better than not getting anything at all. Do it. Call her, 800-375-4188. And you all have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your time off. Enjoy your family and friends. And be there with them. Don't rush through it. Be there with them. I know it's about time music. I don't hear anything yet, but I know it's getting close to it. So you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God bless you all. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.